Mami Wata von den Anyman. Und die Anyman spielen heute nicht nur in Berlin, im Lido genauer gesagt, und zwar für einen unfassbaren Preis von 7 Euro, habe ich gesehen, sondern sie sind auch hier im Studio. Alle vier sind hier, aber nur zwei sitzen am Mikrofon. I'm here joined by the Anyman. You four are the Anyman. Could all of you make some noise? Because not all of us of you are close to the microphone.
What should we do?
They are a band of 17 people, as you could tell. No, they're a quartet. Sie sind ein Quartett natürlich. Und die Anyman sind hier im Studio. Herzlich willkommen. So, welcome to the show. And
thank you.
You're playing tonight in Berlin, at Lido. And yesterday I kind of skipped through the new album, listened to the new album, and I've heard some songs of the first one as well. And
you did that only yesterday?
Of the new one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed in me?
Yeah, a bit.
Late homework.
I think this interview is over.
Oh,
you can blame him. We work the same way.
Yeah. I just wanted to be honest.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. See, you appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Huf, das war ja echt eng hier. Also ich habe zugegeben, dass ich erst gestern das neue Album gehört habe. Das hat hier auf jeden Fall schon für einen kleinen Skandal gesorgt. You call yourself, your music that you do, you call it Rock and Soul from Switzerland. This is what your Facebook page says. You recorded the album in Nashville, and people are always saying that you sound like you're from Scandinavia. What is that thing with your heritage?
I don't know. I think...
Yeah, I don't know.
we're just playing rock and roll music to us. That's what we do. So when people put like stickers on us, like that's how they feel.
Yeah.
I personally, I've never been in Scandinavia.
You've never been there?
Nope.
Okay.
No, too expensive.
Isn't it about time to tour there a little bit, maybe? That could be a really good excuse for a band.
We would love to.
Yeah, we'd love to.
We're still waiting for a... Swedish ladies to call us.
Okay, also sie warten darauf, dass hübsche Schwedinnen sie anrufen, damit sie auch endlich mal in Skandinavien touren können. Ja, gut. Ich habe sie mal gefragt, wie ist das nicht merkwürdig, dass Leute immer sagen, so, ihr klingt ja gar nicht, als kommt ihr aus der Schweiz, ihr klingt, als kommt ihr aus Skandinavien, und dann habt ihr das Album in Nashville aufgenommen, was ist denn da los? Aber sie haben gesagt, sie spielen eigentlich nur Rockmusik eigentlich. Gut, kann man ja auch so nehmen, aber why did you go to Nashville to record the new album?
I actually went there for Andrea Tokic, the producer.
Yes.
And yeah, that's why we went here, there.
But is it one of those places that where you cannot escape the musical history of the place, and it does influence your record, or is it somewhere where you can close yourself off completely in four walls and just do your thing?
Well, we didn't go to Nashville for the music. We really went there for Andrea, and then when we arrived there, like we like saw that music was the thing. So. If like country music or Nashville culture interfered in our music, that was really unconscious. But I think in a way it did, and that's a good thing. Like music is everywhere out of there. So,
ja. Also sie sind nach Nashville gefahren, um das Album aufzunehmen, und nicht weil es da so ganz viele tolle Country Einflüsse oder sonst was gäbe, sondern einfach wie gesagt, um das Album aufzunehmen, und dann hinterher merkt man so, ach Mensch, hier gibt's ja noch viel andere Musik, und das macht ja auch Spaß. Hat das Album nicht unbedingt beeinflusst. Investigative Googling resulted in us finding out a discovery that you have a guilty pleasure song, and there was a discussion inside Flux FM if that song is really a guilty pleasure or if it isn't just a cool song. Do you remember what you answered a few years ago in an interview, what your guilty pleasure song is?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
That was you,
try
right?
To what try to
oh shit, what did I say?
What did you say?
I don't know.
Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
It's probably Europe, right?
Oh, yes!
Okay. Huey Lewis.
Oh, the power of love.
The power of love.
Oh, zurück in die Zukunft.
Don't need no credit card.
We're going to listen to the song. Afterwards, we're going to talk about it.
All right.
I should have warned you that I'm
gotcha.
That I'm turning back on the microphone.
Gotcha.
Die Anyman sind bei mir im Studio, also hier bei Flux FM Studio, und wir haben einen peinlichen Lieblingssong von ihnen gehört, nämlich Huey Lewis and the News and the Power of Love aus Zurück in die Zukunft, wo wir ja hier eine Diskussion in der Flux FM Redaktion hatten. Ist das überhaupt schlecht genug, um ein Guilty Pleasure zu sein? Wir fanden nein, und auch hier wurde getanzt und sich ausgezogen zu dem Lied, weil so doll getanzt wurde, dass geschwitzt wurde. Egal. Back to the Future, that's where this song is from.
Yeah.
And which probably means that you grew up on that movie too a little bit, ne?
Yeah, of course.
Three of
right.
them.
Are you disappointed with the future that we live in? Considering all the gadgets that are in this film and everything, would you like to come here by hoverboard?
We're still waiting for the hoverboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, a tiny bit. But in a good way.
How?
Like, have you seen all these funny sketches from, was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Ah, for the anniversary.
Yeah.
I remember. What happened?
They were talking about, so they arrive in the future and they're like, wow, so this is what the future is really like. And they show him, an iPhone. It's like, now we can do everything with this small computer. And, you should check it out.
Okay, okay.
I won't spoil it. It's not really interesting.
No, I thought it was really funny. Don't worry. Okay. You guys are from Switzerland. I already said it. Die bekommen aus der Schweiz. Ich habe es schon mal erwähnt. Und unser Uli Häfliger hat total angefangen zu schwärmen von Genf und aus der Gegend, wo die Anime auch herkommen. Our guy Uli, which you probably met before, he's all compliments about the area that you come from. He's like, oh, Genf is so beautiful. The lake, it's just huge, and where they come from, and they have wine and everything. Tell us a little bit about it. Because
I think it's the wine.
It's the wine. You think it's the wine that influenced his opinion? Exactly.
If you drink enough wine in Geneva, you'll find it pretty. Yeah.
What is Geneva like compared to Berlin?
Smaller.
Way smaller. Okay.
Yeah.
We posher?
What?
Posher?
Posher? Yeah.
Posher. Is that even the word?
Pushier?
No, posh.
Not posher.
More posh.
Snub.
More posh.
Yeah.
Snobby.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably. I don't know. Like in the kind of area we hang out, it's pretty chill. But if you go in the center of the city, there's not much to do for a rock and roll band.
Is there some sort of rock scene? Or were you like, oh, those are the rock guys?
But no. Since like a few years, like it started growing up, like a lot of new bands popped out. And I don't know if you ever heard about the Mamoru scene or...
The Mamoru scene?
Yeah. They're a friend of us, and they started playing 10 years ago.
Okay, I thought it was a scene.
No, it's a band.
What is a Mamoru?
One of these guys did a lot of producing bands and shit since a few years.
Also die Animen sind auf keinen Fall die einzige Rockband aus Genf, sondern es gibt noch ein paar andere, mit denen sie auch befreundet sind und so weiter und so fort. Your first album was called Hi. Your second album was called Are We There Yet?
And the last one was called Bye.
Oh no, really? No, why this thing that annoyed children say in the back of the car? Are we there yet? Wie sind Sie auf diesen Titel gekommen? Also dieses sind wir schon da, haben Sie ja übersetzt auf Are We There Yet? Beziehungsweise das haben uns schon Leute vorhin übersetzt, sie haben es einfach benutzt. When did you come up with that title? Did you have a tour and you didn't arrive at some point? Or what happened?
No, it's just like a mood. Yeah, we're
mood.
Just like children. We're just excited of the next thing. So,
all right.
Yeah.
What does it point to? Where would you like to arrive that you're asking, are we there yet?
On stage.
On stage? You manage that every night now, no?
Yeah.
Not every night.
Okay. But every time it's the same excitement. We're lucky. We're really excited to go on stage. So that's what we're trying to keep.
Yeah.
This energy. We're trying to keep this energy in the band. And so that's what the title of the band is about.
Okay.
The album's.
Yeah. Well, also das Album heißt, sind wir schon da, weil sie einfach das immer nicht erwarten können, auf der Bühne anzukommen, was ihnen dann an den meisten Tagen auch gelingt, aber immer noch nicht an jedem Tag. Das ist, glaube ich, die Idealvorstellung, nach der hier noch gesucht wird. Some people say that there's not enough rock music today in the pop culture, in the charts. It's not, you know, a rock time. Do you have to I don't know, fight against that cliche, that prejudice sometimes? Or do you have the idea that rock and roll is, you know, alive and well?
Rock and roll is here to stay. No, I think it's all right.
Does he answer everything with a song?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
But this is super. I love it. I love it. Could you stay here forever? And every time that something is sad
forever,
or unfun. See? We will just have you sing some songs that we put in an archive that we can use all the time for all kinds of situations here.
Yeah, but I'm kind of expensive.
We'll see about that. Also, die Animen singen uns nachher noch ein paar Sachen ein, so die wir dann immer mal abspielen können, wenn wir mal ein Lied brauchen oder traurig sind. Tonight you're playing together with a Canadian band called Young Rival. You know them already?
We checked them out, yeah.
Yeah, we did our homework.
Oh my god, that was a very short sentence. We checked them out, yeah. Yeah. Are they good?
They look kind of cool, yeah.
Okay. I thought I tapped into something that I shouldn't have tapped into.
No.
Okay. Also, sie spielen heute zusammen im Lido mit Young Rival aus Kanada. Will you do more shows with them or is it just a one-off thing here?
Just tonight.
Maybe,
I don't know. We'll see if we get along and maybe we can work some stuff out.
Okay. What does, for to looking forward to tonight, what would somebody have to wear maybe to get your attention? What do you like in the audience maybe to see in front? Of course, dancing people, singing people.
Dancing people, they should definitely wear some dancing shoes, good dancing shoes.
But that's like, you know, that's...
Yeah, but you will have that. We are like McDonald's. You can come as you are.
Or like Nirvana, probably.
McDonald's?
Yeah. It's the motto.
It's the
come as you are.
Of like McDonald's?
It was, yeah.
But maybe not in Germany. Yeah.
Maybe just in French.
Der Slogan von McDonald's in auf Französisch war Come as you are.
Yeah. Like a few years ago, yeah.
Wie ist
Venez comme vous êtes.
And leave as we make you or what?
Well, congratulations for the answer.
Okay,
it wasn't so a song.
We made some, wir haben ein bisschen Werbung gemacht noch für McDonald's. Wir haben euch ein bisschen vorgestellt. Dann wollen wir noch ein bisschen Musik hören. We're going to listen to a song of yours too, to get people ready for your concert tonight. And the song is called My Pretty Ballerina, which is not from the new album, but from the old album. Tell me something about that song.
It's about a toy. Actually, I wrote it with the toy. It's a little ballerina.
It's the one that twirls,
exactly,
and the music plays?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of music does it play?
I think it was like Black Swan.
Okay.
No, how do you say that?
Swan Lake. Okay.
Black Swan's the movie.
Der nächste Song, den wir hier hören, der basiert auf einer kleinen, sich drehenden, Pirouetten machenden Ballerina aus Porzellan. Ja, ein französisches Wort. Und
Porzellan.
Ja, auch noch. Oh Mann, ey, das hört überhaupt nicht auf. Und euch sei gesagt, heute Abend sind die Enemen dann im Lido für 7 Euro zu sehen. Da gibt's normalerweise nicht mal einen Rundgang mit dem Hausmeister, wenn der Laden leer ist, geschweige denn 2 Bands. Young Rival aus Kanada sind auch noch mit dabei. Und wenn euch das alles gefällt, was ihr jetzt gerade hier gleich, was ihr bis jetzt gehört habt und jetzt gleich auch hört, dann ab ans Telefon. Wir haben natürlich noch Freikarten 030 2000 9000, wenn ihr heute Abend zu den Animen gehen wollt. Famous last words?
Trousers.
And?
I wasn't listening.
Okay, thanks for stopping by. Have fun tonight on stage.
Yeah, we will.
This is the Animen and My Pretty Ballerina.